owner of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Stars. It's Tom Hicks to talk a little baseball with the trade deadline fast approaching. We thought we'd catch up with the Rangers owner. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing pretty well.
I guess so.
Yeah, your first place Rangers. They lose last night, but still a game and a half ahead of Oakland. Big series with the A's coming up this weekend out at AmeriQuest. And you have to be feeling really good about where your team sits.
Well, let me just tell you how great it is being rich.
Okay.
Do you know what it's like to be able to use people's faces instead of toilets?
I don't understand that.
No, I don't know what that's like.
I have my own helicopter, so I can buzz homeless and scare them into the storm drains. Well, then, of course, I send my dogs in after them.
Well, of your dogs, you send them in.
I don't see what's so great about that. And we didn't really want to talk about your riches as much as we did your baseball team. And
let's do it.
Okay, well, do you think you will make some sort of move before this weekend and maybe add a pitcher to your roster?
Well, Greg.
That was George.
I'm George.
We're looking at several trades right now. I'm thinking about trading with the Yankees for Alex.
What? You want him back?
Well, he always said that he wanted us to have a good team around him, and now I think we have that.
So that'll get him back.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, it's interesting. Interesting news.
Also thinking about trading Chan Ho Park for a Cinemark gift certificate. I want to see that 9/11 movie.
Okay.
I guess recently purchased the rights to Chili Davis's soul for my collection.
How do you do that? Why would you do that?
Well, just to add to my collection.
Oh. Okay.
Very devilish.
I've got Jimmy Carter's, the guy who played Andy Travis on WKRP. JonBenet, the father guy, whatever his name was.
Oh my gosh.
This is allegedly Tom Hicks with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
What's the father's name?
I can't remember. Patrick? Is that the Redskins quarterback?
But the big deal that I'm working on right now is packaging Hank Blaylock and Michael Young.
Whoa, really?
Man.
Yes, and trading them for something pretty special.
What's that?
Well, I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx it, but I'll tell you anyway.
Okay, better be a good player.
It's for an ancient Egyptian anus basin.
You would never trade two great players for something ridiculous like that.
I've done the research on it. It's from the ancient Egyptian city of Tanis. And it what it does is it collects the cascading cognac that flows over my output.
And that is worth giving up perhaps your two best players.
In my opinion.
How does that make you a better baseball team?
Also think about trading Kenny Rogers to the Yankees for George Steinbrenner's titanium tank tickler. Maybe Derek Jeter's solid gold scrotum eliminator.
Eliminator? I don't think that Ranger fans will be happy with trading these great players for your eccentric little gadgets.
Got a pretty busy day ahead of me, so I don't have too much time to talk.
Oh, okay.
Well, we appreciate your time.
I'm on the George Bush's secret committee to do dirty tricks to John Kerry. So I, along with Halliburton, am going to take a picture of me engaged in flagrante delicto with a Taiwanese boy and dub John Kerry's face over it.
Okay.
Just dub something else instead of you actually doing that?
But I want the Ranger fans to realize that I'm doing things here in the stretch run. Good luck. For good luck, I've decided to have my Laotian houseboy bathe my genitalia in a fine Pinot Noir instead of cognac.
That's good luck, is it?
It's an old baseball tradition. Yeah. Started by Abner Doubleday. So anyway, go Longhorns and go AIDS.
Oh.
We need something to thin out the herd over there in Africa.
Oh. Well, that's a hot sports opinion. All right, Tom Hicks, thank you.
I'm crazy and rich.
Yes. Interesting sequence there with the gun blast after the dial tone.
You've been listening.